Standing in the tower's shadow on August 1st, 2016, it was a lot like the day 50 years ago. It was hot. The sky was bright blue. The campus wasn't crowded, but students in summer school were making their way around. Students who have heard about the UT Tower shooting, but have different levels of understanding about what happened.
I don't think I knew until like maybe my sophomore year.
Before I got here, I didn't know anything about the shooting.
I don't know much about the details. I just know that there was one.
Those were UT students Kaylee Moore, Brenton Galley, and Jennifer Zivonik. Of those three, only one, Kaylee Moore, knew that there had been a permanent memorial to the UT Tower shooting.
The original memorial used to be right over there under this tree, kind of hidden.
That memorial, a rock with a plaque on it, is now gone. It's been replaced with a pink granite boulder about 6 feet tall that lists the names of the people killed by the UT Tower shooter. The ceremony to dedicate that new memorial started with the tower chimes. Then the playing of taps. The flags on the South Mall of the Tower Plaza were lowered to half staff, and then UT President Greg Fenves led a procession across the mall to the Turtle Pond, which had been dedicated to the tower shooting victims several years ago. Among those in the procession was shooting victim Claire Wilson James. She walked across the same hot concrete where 50 years ago she lay bleeding, shot in her pregnant belly next to her boyfriend, Tom Ekman, who was killed by the sniper.
I've asked myself many times over the last several years, how can it help to have a memorial? Because I wasn't raised in that sort of tradition, really. But for the many people who have come to the university who see these fallen, where they breathe their last, it will be reassuring and comforting.
It's comforting to John Fox, also known as Artley Snuff, who risked his life that day to help lift Claire Wilson James to safety.
I know two of those people on the monument. They were both in my high school graduating class, Paul Sontag and Claudia Rutt. They were engaged and came down here to get a ring. I'm glad the monument is up because I'm hoping it's going to help provide a little closure to the grieving families of the fallen, the people we lost that day.
And it's doing just that for Jeannie Speed Schoen, who lost her husband, police officer Billy Speed, in the UT Tower shooting.
It hasn't been easy, I'll be honest with you. And every August the 1st, it's really sad, but I'm glad that I'd like to see this come to a closure, but life goes on. And I'm just so glad I'm part of it.
Besides a bigger, perhaps more appropriate memorial to the shooting victims, the other gift to those who were affected by the shooting were the words of UT President Greg Fenves.
The new memorial and today's remembrance is long, long overdue. 50 years ago, society responded to violent tragedy differently. Healing was thought to occur when we moved on. Survivors did not receive the support that they needed. The campus did not fully grieve before trying to return to normal.
Survivor John Fox says yes, these words were long overdue, but he's glad they've now been said.
Yes, and it's been a long time, but I really can't fault UT because I didn't talk about it for many years either. It's a terrible, awkward subject, and I'm glad UT has finally done the right thing, and I've never been more proud of my alma mater than I am today.
The tower clock will begin to chime again today, and the crowds from the dedication ceremony will be gone. But the hope is this new memorial will do more to remind those on campus of what happened here 50 years ago. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.